It is 7:32 a.m. here in Seoul, and now it is time for our different view, taking a look at different perspectives from each paper. And we have Amy Park in the studio. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Ki.
So let's start with what today?
So today, well, is June 20th, as you mentioned earlier. It's the date the world commemorates as World Refugee Day, and it's designated by the United Nations to bring global attention to the situation of refugees throughout the world. The UNHCR, or the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, released a figure for refugees around the world yesterday, just one day before the World Refugee Day, which estimated that a record high of 68.5 million people were displaced by the end of 2017, which is a lot larger than 50 million who lost their homes during the Second World War. 16.2 million of them were displaced during last year itself, and this was equal to one person becoming displaced every 2 seconds. So to contribute to raising awareness of refugees, I brought some editorials on refugee issues in Korea. Ki, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Uh-huh. How many refugees do you think there are in Korea?
Guessing a couple hundreds or 500, because I don't see that many refugees coming into Korea yet. So how many
That's
are there?
That's right. You're pretty close. According to the Ministry of Justice, from 1994 till 2017, the number of people who were granted refugee status was 792. But this number doesn't paint a clear picture because there is a contrasting number of asylum seekers in Korea. Last year alone, 9,942 asylum seekers submitted their applications, and 121 of them were recognized as refugees by the end of last year. Since 1994, 32,703 people have sought asylum in Korea, and as I mentioned earlier, only 792 out of 30,000 were qualified as refugees.
Well, I really wonder who come to Korea as refugees and then how they survive here in Korea. In the meantime, if you have any opinions or support for the refugee here in Korea, please do send them at the shop #1013 for text message 451 or tweet us at EFM this morning. And let's start with Gyeongyang Shinmun.
Okay. The three editorials I brought today shed light on growing tensions surrounding asylum seekers in Jeju Island. As of May this year, 942 asylum applications were submitted in Jeju, and 515 of them were from Yemen.
So we will have more in-depth discussion later in the show, but the proportion of Yemeni is very high, and is there a special reason for it?
Well, first of all, civil war began in Yemen in 2015. It is reported that 80% of its population needs some kind of humanitarian protection or assistance. According to UNHCR, more than 2.3 million people are internally displaced in Yemen as of October 2015. A considerable number of Yemenis are believed to have fled Yemen, and the paper suggested that a new direct flight between Jeju Island and Malaysia, which began operation last December, may have played a role. Malaysia allows foreigners to stay for 90 days without a visa, so some Yemenis who fled to Malaysia ended up coming to Jeju, which allows foreign nationals to enter without a visa.
And what did he do after landing to the island?
So they submit asylum application for review. It usually takes about 7 months to get the first initial review result. Meanwhile, they have to fund their own accommodation and living. Some ended up using all the money they brought, and they had to live on the street.
Wow, 7 months without any payment is a long time.
That's right.
And how is Jeju Island responding to the situation?
Okay, since many of them are experiencing serious financial problems, the local government hosts job fairs to connect asylum seekers to employers. Most of the jobs are from fishing-related industries. The refugee law restricts asylum seekers from working within 6 months of application, but Korean Immigration Service made an exception to help Yemenis to make ends meet. But despite this, all the efforts, the problem is that Jeju does not have a capacity to accommodate a large number of asylum seekers. But these people cannot go to other parts of Korea because the Ministry of Justice restricted their residence to Jeju. The Minister of Justice explained that it is unfair for Koreans in other parts of the country to share the burden since the current problem is caused by Jeju Island's visa-free entrance program. Currently, the visa-free access to Jeju was closed for Yemen nationals since June.
Okay, so the local media recently reported on angry petitions appeared on Chongwade websites regarding refugee issues in Jeju. And can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. A petition titled Calling for Abolition and Amendment of Refugee Law, Jeju's Lax Visa System and Refugee Application System due to Jeju's illegal refugee problem was posted on the website on 13th. This petition has drawn more than 220,000 supporters in just 5 days. The petitioner argued that whether accepting or supporting refugees will contribute to the safety of Koreans and the economy of Jeju Island is very unclear. There was another petition that raised concerns whether screening asylum seekers from ISIS or extreme Islamist is possible.
Then what was the advice suggested by the Pyongyang Shinmun?
The Pyongyang Shinmun suggested that Koreans should remember that we were once in their shoes less than a half century ago. After the Korean War, many Korean orphans were adopted and sent to U.S. and Europe. Colonial rule, division, and the Korean War led many Koreans to flee to overseas. Now, Korea became the 12th largest economy in terms of GDP. The paper pointed out that taking care of the refugees is one way to pay the debt that we owe to the international community. It also suggested that the central government should step in to resolve Yemeni asylum seekers' problem in Jeju.
So then let's briefly look at Hangyore's take.
Mm-hmm. The Hangyore said it is worrisome because some petitions discriminate Muslims. The paper said that we should not condemn the entire asylum seekers because of the few who may be taking advantage of the advanced refugee law of Korea and no visa entrance system. The paper says that despite the worries of some Koreans that Korea is too pro-refugees, it is not the case. The refugee acceptance rate is little over 1%, and many asylum seekers in Korea live or detained in the inhumane environment for many years because lack of refugee support system here. The Hangyore said that the current strict review standards should be adjusted to meet the international standard.
And local daily in Jeju, Hallalbo, expressed some serious concerns over the issue.
That's right. Hallalbo argues that Jeju visa waiver program that allows tourists arriving on the island to stay for 30 days without a visa should be abolished, saying that it has been causing various harmful consequences. It notes that the program's initial purpose was good, but now it's been abused by illegal immigrants such as Yemeni refugees. It says that the growing number of Yemeni asylum applicants in Jeju is a concern, considering that the issue of illegal migrants in Jeju was already a serious problem. The paper added that the problem doesn't just end there. It's leading to growing anxiety among the locals, as crimes committed by foreigners have been occurring more frequently, ranging from assault to even murder. It concludes by arguing that Jeju should abolish the waiver program without any hesitation.
Okay, that was Different Views with Amy Park. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.